I happened upon the Scrian armadillo whilst bellying my way through a pile of leaf mud on the 20th day of First Moon. I remember that it was coldish outside, but not too cold to keep me in my warmish sleeping sack, when I heard a shuffling, gruffling noise outside my tent. By the time I had skivvied and emerged from the shelter, the shuffling gruffler was gone, but I followed a faint disturbance of earth for a short distance, bellied gently, so gently, through a depression of leaf mud, heedless of its possible infestation of geefs, and beheld the male armadillo gruffling and shuffling through the woods. Weakness. The Scrian armadillo's main weakness is chocolate. If none of that is at hand, as it wasn't that night when I went leaf mud bellying, its secondary weakness is belching sounds. I'm not certain, since I've never beheld a female with my own eyes, but I suspect a hearty belch reminds the armadillo of its mother, or perhaps sets it in mind to seek out a mate. It turned on me shortly after I spotted it. I belched, a necessary skill in the wildlands of Scree, and it struck a contemplative pose that was meant, I believe, to appeal to any onlooking female armadillos. I took the opportunity to flee. Taste, like hen meat. Demeanor, casual, fetching. Bombnubble, Scrian. Classification, grinder, grabber, clincher, lion waiter, gnar. Behold the furry paunch. Behold the sloping shoulders, the hidden eyes, mysterious, the underbite, correctable, the long and pointy teeth. Behold the bombnubble. On the shoulders of the mountains of stone, the stony mountains, I climbed, my only disguise a coat of gray paint with flecks of white and off-white. I braved the stonies in search of the very thing I found. The bombnubble huffs and wheezes as it walks. It kills its prey and drags its prize to a den, which is typically below the snow line of the mountain, where the beast grinds and gnaws what it has clinched and grabbed. I saw it done, camouflaged as I was, from within the very den, where I stood against the wall. Only when the bombnubble was fast asleep on a pile of bones did I retrieve my sketchbook from my pouch, leather, and scribble the thing's likeness. Weakness? None. Unless you count its appetite, which was my salvation that day in the den, for it woke from its restless slumber, sniffed the air, and set out for more munchables, which allowed me time to make my escape. Also, its eyesight is below average. Taste? Unknown. Demeanor? Uncaring. Aloof. Gobblesome. Bombnubble, Simian. Classification, flexor, muncher, scraper. The simian bombnubble had no business either flexing, munching, or scraping in North Glipwood Forest. Aghast, I ducked behind a fallen oak and peered at the misplaced bombnubble as it hurried past. Many have questioned my eyesight and my sanity, because a simian bombnubble has never before or since been spied on the continent of Scree. I hunch that the beast escaped from a simian trading ship, or worse, was loosed here. Maker knows what devious design caused the simian pirates to capture the beast alive in the first place. There is always a chance, I suppose, that it stowed away, as I have, I confess, in order to make the voyage without paying for it. Where the beast lopes now, I cannot say, but it was there. On Uncle Bob's grave do I swear it. Take heed. Weakness? Napping, sunshine, sailing, evidently. Taste, unknown, except among the pirates of Simia. I asked them, warily, but they wouldn't say. Demeanor, hurried, distracted, devious.